Hello, I'm Nate, a ranger with the National Park Service, here on the National Mall and Memorial Parks. President Abraham Lincoln is remembered not only as one of America's greatest presidents, but also as one of America's greatest presidential speechwriters. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is his most famous and recognizable speech, but his two inaugural addresses, delivered in 1861 and 1865, are marvels of persuasion and poetry. At its core, Lincoln's first inaugural address is a plea to prevent war. Lincoln was elected in November of 1860, and the reaction of the nation was swift and tragic. Southern states began to secede, removing themselves from the Union and forming the Confederate States of America. By March 4, 1861, when the first inaugural was delivered, the rebellion was in motion and the Civil War seemed inevitable. Lincoln, a plain-spoken man from Illinois, attempted to argue against separation and war and plead for peace and unity. The majority of the speech is a legal and constitutional lesson, trying to set Southern fears to rest and logically explaining the president's stance on the issues of slavery and secession. The words of the last paragraph, however, have become some of Lincoln's most heavily quoted. This conclusion, suggested by Secretary of State William Seward, blends emotions and memories to try to steer a course of peace. "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell with the chorus of union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." Unfortunately, Lincoln's eloquent words fell on deaf ears and stubborn hearts, and the Civil War followed. 4 terrible years of death and destruction, 4 years of tragedy and pain. Over 620,000 Americans died during the war, and every life lost weighed heavily on President Lincoln. But while he was compassionate and forgiving, Abraham Lincoln was also strong and resolute in his commitment to preserving the Union. Thank you for listening to the 2009 Inauguration Audio Program presented by the National Park Service, who invites you to experience your America.